Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni Daf Nun. Maaser Sheni Daf Nun, the 50th daf here in Maseches Maaser Sheni, and we are on Mem Tes Amud Beis, the last line. Just one ha'ara, wanted to mention, we're talking about the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, back in the Mishnah, had said that Kerem Ravai does not have the halacha of Chomesh and Biur. Right? There's no Chomesh, even though Maaser Sheni, when you redeem it, you add on a Chomesh, what we call 25%. That halacha does not apply to Kerem Ravai, and doesn't apply to, and it also doesn't have Biur. So we're wondering, the Gemara is wondering, what's the source for Beis Shammai? How does Beis Shammai know that there is no Chomesh and Biur? So Rebbe has a very mechudash shita. Rebbe says that really Beis Shammai's Hillel argue about something very small. Really, every year Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel that Ravai is just like Maaser Sheni, it has Chomesh and it has Biur. It's only during Shemitah, only during Shvius, Beis Shammai compares Kerem Ravai and Maaser Sheni so much that he says, just like in Shemitah, there is no Maaser Sheni, there's no Maaseris in Shemitah, it's all Hefker. So too, Kerem Ravai does not apply in Shvius. That's the only comparison. And the Gemara says that it shouldn't even be Kedusha, because we seem to hold that the Maaser Sheni of Shemitah you still have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So we say no, but it's also compared to Bikurim. It should be Mutter for an One. No, it's not an Aser. It's Aser for an Oni. Maybe we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But just one general Ha'ara, just to mention the Minchas Chinuch, well, we know during Shemitah there is no Maaseris at all. As we know, there is no Maaseris, and that's why Rebbe says that according to Beis Shammai, we also compare that to Ravai. There is no Maaseris because really the field is Hefker. Field is Hefker, the Shemitah's Karka. We know Shemitah has two Shemitahs, this Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim. Learned that from two different Sukkim. Shemitah's Karka is learned that from a Pasuk Mishpatim. The Isser of Avodah's Karka, that's of course in Bahar, where Ma'in Yin Shemitah Eitz Al Har Sinai, those halachas learned that from Bahar. But if you look at Mishpatim already, that's the mitzvah of letting the field, the asay of not working the land and letting the field lie fallow. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalet. Lahafkir kol ma shetotzi aretz bashana shviyas. To be mafkir, to make ownerless all that grows during Shemitah. Remember, that's what Rav Shmuel Gamliel said, that the only time I have to be worried about other people doing averis and walking into my field is during Shemitah, but the other years, I don't have to worry. It's their fault. It's their fault they're working on my land. I'm not putting up any signs for them. But so the Chinuch says, only during Shemitah. She nikris mipnei ha-maisa hazeh, she's chayavu bashnasa Shemitah. Where does Shemitah get its name? Because of this pasuk, you have to forgive. You have to let go. That's the what does the word Shemitah mean? The yizakev yizkev, peiroseh, kol rotzeh liskos. And whoever wants to come in and be zocheh in the peiros, they can be zocheh in the peiros. Shenemar v'ashvius tishpet Tena unetashta va'achlu avyonei amecha, and the avyonim, the poor, can come and eat it. V'yitram tochal chayas asada, and the rest will be eaten by the animals. Right, it's all hefker for all to partake in. And the chinuch, the minchas chinuch here, has his chakira with many nafkaminas that he quotes here in Mitzvah Pei Dalet. Vani mesupak, he says, ima mitzvah akarkafta de gavrahu, is this mitzvah of not working the field and letting the fruit being hefker, is that focused on the gavra? The person, the owner, has to say, I hereby am afker the field. Derachmana tzivuhu lahafkir peirosav, that the Torah commands him to make his fruit ownerless. Bishvius umuchuyev lakayim lahafkir. The Torah says you have to do it, then this is what you have to do. V'im mafkir hareza hefker. And if you're mafkir it, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Vim eino mafkir, eino mufkar. Unbelievable. The Torah says you have to do it, but if you don't do it, he has this sad that maybe it's not hefker. Unhi to over alasei, and yes, you violated your mavatal anasei, that you're not allowed to keep it. You're supposed to be mafkir it. Mikal makom eino hefker. Rak over agzeres Hashem yisbarach. You're just violating. It's still not hefker. And therefore, nobody else could take it. And maybe in that case, there'll be chiyuv of maestros. Im kein ein acher rashoi litzlo, v'ar yu gezel b'yad acherim, kol zman shelo hifkir, umavur, bekama mekomas b'shas. And it's clear in a few places in Shas, and in the Rambam, d'shviyas patur min ha-maiser. Like we have in our Gemara, right? That there, we know that shviyas is patur min ha-maiser, kiva du hefker v'hefker patur min ha-maiser. So maybe, says the Minchas Chinuch, a big chiddush, maybe this only when people do the right thing, and they are mafkir, exactly like the Torah says to be mafkir. Im kein calls man shalo ifkir, kiva de lo avi hefker chayav la-aser. And let's say somebody wouldn't listen to what the Torah says to do, and he wouldn't be mafkir his field during Shemitah, then there would be a chiyuv of maaseris. Amazing. Oh, Dilma, or do we say, no, that's not what the Torah means. The hefker, this Shemitah's karka, does not give you a choice. Odilma hefker ze ein srichem abaylam hafker. The bailam don't have to be mafker it actively. Raku, what's cool, and the Gemara uses it lashon afkata demalka. I think the Gemara uses it by Yovel also. Afkata demalka shehu memela hefker. You don't have to. You could be screaming all day. I'm not mafker. I'm not mafker. Tough luck. Right? The Torah is mafker your fruit. Rock in no'al karma over lasezeh. If you locked up your field and don't let people come in, that's a violation. Vario goes al harabim. Aval memela have a hefker, but it's hefker even without you. Imkain, and therefore, and this is the impression that you get from Gemaras all over the place, pater mi meiser b'chalinyan. There's a pater meiser. Right? It's not only up to you. Shvias has a pater meiser, period. V'cheinem acher zachabo b'alkarcho de bailam aru shalot. If somebody takes it, even if the bailam is saying, oh, I'm not mafker it, the guy could keep it. The zochem and a hefker after lo efkiru bailam. So he says, that's a chakira, and then shuv heir Hashem yisbarach es einai. This is known as the machlokas achronim, between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. Mabit and the Beis Yosef, regarding Paris Shvius, Bekarka Goyim. Right? Because obviously, in a Karka of Goyim, the Goy was not Mafkirit. But, it's assuming that it has Kedusha, so is it automatically Hefker? So Dasa Beis Yosef, a big Nafkamin is La Halacha. The Beis Yosef says, Einu Afkata Demalka Rak Mitzvah Alav. It's not Afkata Demalka, it's a mitzvah on you to do. And therefore, a goy is obviously not mafkir. V'das maharit du afkata demalka. V'hevi raya minadarim perkei minamuda daf membeis v'chulu and other rayas that are brought. But anyway, this is the machlokes or the between the achronim and the chakira that the minchas chinuch has. And he has numerous nafkamina besides about whether it's hefker or not. What about women? What about women? Are women obligated in the assay of Shemitah's Karka? If a woman owns Karka, remember, all the Mishnah Kiddushin, women are obligated in all those assays, except for two or three, about Peyus and Tumas Kohanim, but all assays, it all depends. Is it a Zman Grama or not? So Lechora Shemitah, that's a Zman Grama. And there's no Beferish Limud in Shas, including women in this Zman Grama. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, Lechora Yesh Lomar, Taharava Machaber Kasa Denoi Bezachar Menekevis. The Chinuch says, men and women are obligated. V'i Amrina Debisa Asehi Arkarkafta Demuchiv Lahavkar Dechen Gazar Akasav. But if it's a Chiyuv Gavra, then why are women Chayiv? Hamidah Zman Grama Nusha Baturos. So it must be that the chinuch holds is our kakafta de malka, and it's automatically from Hashem, so it's not a regular mitzvah asay. Yesh l'tchos d'lo avi zman grama. Oh, maybe unless you say it's not a zman grama. Peirus shviyas olam hebuk dushasan. The peirus of shmita are forever kadosh. Afilu b'shar shanim kiva shegidlu b'shviyas. Maybe it's not zman grama, but then he says maybe it is. Anyway, that could be one nafkamina when it comes to women. What about a chereshot v'katan? He goes into the next paragraph. Also, people who cannot be mafkir actively, but they could own land. They could, if a chereshot v'katan yarshin their father, they're going to own the land, right? So they could own it, even though they can't actually be mafkirin. Okay, so this is the chakira, but again, the Minchas Chinuch says it's possible that this whole yisod that the Gemara takes for granted, which it says in other places too, that shviyas is pater from maestras, maybe that's only according to the tzad of a kakafta de malka, but a kakafta de gavra, you'd have to actually be mafkir. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. We're on the last line here of Memtes Amid Bey. I saw in the pagination, this Oz Vahadar was a little different than I saw it in some of the art scroll. It might have been a couple of extra lines here on Memtes Amid Bey, but it's the same Gemara. So we'll go with the Oz Vahadar. So V'yipadeh b'mechuba l'karka. So the Gemara says here on the last line of Memtes Amid Beis, V'yipadeh b'mechuba l'karka. Getting back to, again, Rebbe. According to Rebbe's Beis Shammai, Revi and Meiser Sheni, there's a perfect equation. So says the Gemara, Meiser Sheni, there's no pidyon of Meiser Sheni b'mechubar. Why? Because there can't be Meiser Sheni b'mechubar. You can only be mafrish Meiser Sheni when it's detached, when it's talish. So there's no Meiser Sheni b'mechubar, so there's no pidyon b'mechubar. So you should say also that there's no limitation. Let me say it this way. There's no limitation of being poda or machalel b'mechubar. So too, there shouldn't be any limitation of being poda ravai b'mechubar. V'yipadeh b'mechubar l'karka. You should be able to. because you could have Ravai, right? Anything that grows, even Meister Sheni, you can't have B'mechubar. And therefore, you don't need a limitation that you can't be Podeh B'mechubar, but Ravai grows. Ravai grows, Ravai is Mechubar. So maybe you should be able to be Podeh B'mechubar, and we know you can't. So either way, that question is not answered, and we go to a different pshat of Beis Shammai. Now we're up to number two. Tani, this is the second view in the Braisa of, again, why Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to Ravai, Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, exact opposite. Echad shvius, ve'echad shar shnei ha-shavua, Beis Shammai Omer, Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. Rabbi Shammai says Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. Why? Because it's not like Maaser Sheni. He rejects that gzeira shava. Al daiti dahadein tanya. So according to this opinion, Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo lamdu neta ravai mi Maaser Sheni kalikar. Right? There's no comparison between neta ravai and Maaser Sheni. Then therefore you can't compare them, and that's why there's no chomer. There's no beer. So Gemara says, well, if it's totally not like Maaser Sheni, and no comparison at all. So meyata al yehi lo kedusha. It shouldn't have any kedusha. You shouldn't even have to bring it to Yerushalayim, right? And yet we know you do. Kedusha so me'elav lamdu. No, it still has some kedusha, but not because of any comparison to Maaser Sheni. Ravai is not. No, but it's compared rather to Bikurim. Kodesh hilulim. Harehu kikodesh shekaran alav as a halal. It's like kodesh, which is referring here to bikurim, where yikaran alav as a halal, and here halal doesn't mean halal, as we said yesterday. It means mikra bikurim, right? The psukim that you say, the declaration that you say in the Beis Hamikdash when you bring the fruit to the Beis Hamikdash, the first fruit, the shivas haminim. So that we compare Ravai to that. So again, if you're saying it's not compared to Ravai, you have a special limud, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim at least. So you shouldn't have the other halacha reflected by its kedusha, and that is Onein. There's an Isser D'Araisa. Aninus is D'Rabbanan for most things, but for Maaser Sheni, it's D'Araisa. V'yemotu la'onein. Tani, says the Gemara, no, Kodesh, Tanish Magaju Asa La'onein. We add in that word. So again, it's Usser to an Onein. And therefore, even though it's not compared to Maaser Sheni, we still have these separate halachas. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and it's usher to an onein. V'yechayi b'biur, so it should be chayiv in biur if it's compared to bikurim. Begin to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon poter on a biur. No, like we said before, no, like Rabbi Shimon who is poter from biur. Last line to be parallel v'yipadeh b'mechuba l'karka. And what about being poter b'mechuba l'karka? Like we said at the end of the previous discussion within Rebbe. Right, you should say it should be able to be nifted. There's no limit. There's no limit. You don't compare it to Maaser Sheni. So it should be able to be poda it. So we do not answer that question, and we leave it at that. But either way, at Ad Kan, we have two different svaras for Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir when it comes to Ravai? Either because it's totally like Maaser Sheni of Shemitah, that's Rebbe, or it's totally not like Maaser Sheni, and therefore that's why you don't have Chomesh and Bior, because Chomesh and Bior are reflections of Maaser Sheni, and Ravai is not like Maaser Sheni. The halacha of Aninus, that is a separate issa d'araisa. Remember, mitzvos and averos, obviously, averos to stay away from, aren't things that we dream of. We don't dream about doing all mitzvos, right? We shouldn't dream about fulfilling the mitzvah of Vaheshavas Akzela, or Machzer Grushaso, right? Or Aninus. There's a mitzvah, the Chinuch in Tafresh Ches, in Kisavo. There's an Isser D'Araisa of eating Maaser Sheni Ba'aninus. There is no separate Isser when it comes to, let's say, Truma. Truma, Aninus, one doesn't have to be Tame to be an Onein. Right, let's say somebody's an Onein, their relative died on the other side of the world. They're not Tame, so there's no issue of Tuma by Truma, but, and therefore an Onein would be able to eat Truma. There's no Isser D'Araisa. There's Isser D'Araisa of eating Maaser Sheni. And that's what we say. It's learned out from the Pasuk in Kisavo by Vidui Maaseres. Shalolecho Maaser Sheni ba'aninus, the Chinuch says. Right, we're not allowed to eat it. Vinyan Aninus D'Araisa. What's the Aninus D'Araisa? Something that is also called Meso Mutalafanav, right? That's what the Gemara calls it in Brachas. Vinya Aninus Daraisa Hu. Misha Meslo Echan Mikrovav Shu Chayev L'Sabal Aleihem. If one of the seven relatives that they're Chayev to do, or six others besides yourself, is Chayev that you have to mourn on. V'oswa Yavshu Yamas V'yikvareno Nikra Onein. Before burial, person is called an Onein. U'befeirish Amr Zecharno Lavracha Shiyam Misa Ukfura Bilvad Hu Ikra Aninus Daraisa. Aninus D'Araisa is only death and burial the same day. Ubayom dafka velo balayla, and not at night. Shneamar, as the pasuk says by Aaron Cohen, Yachalti chatas hayom. The darsha zechana levracha hayom aser ubalayla mutter, but it's all based on the pasuk lo achalti vaoni mimenu. V'chati v'oni mimenu lo mar shim achal ba'aninus haya over. Right, to teach me that if he ate ba'aninus, he would violate. V'lo ma'at ha'sheni b'lvad asu l'echa ba'aninus ela af kol ha'kachim. Right, anything kodesh. That's also learned out. Misha achla ba'aninus lo kalein. Obviously, besides the certain exceptions to the rule. But this is the Isser D'Araisa of Aninus, and that's what the Gemara says here in our Gemara. Maybe you should say that Ravai should be able to be eaten for an Onein, right? And therefore, right, it shouldn't be like Maaser Sheni in that regard, and we say it is. Kodesh U'Aser La'Onein, so in that regard, it is like Onein. What's the Tama Mitzvah? Why, you said Tame, you could say. You don't want to be Mitame the Kachem. Why is it Aser Ba'Aninus? Why is Maaser Sheni Aser Ba'Aninus and Kachem Mishar Shia Mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lefisha Kachem Misholchan Gavoahim. Karbanos are Misholchan Gavoa, Ve'ein Ro'i L'Mishuhu Doeg, V'Koev Ma'od Bilvavo, L'Karev Al Shulchan HaMelech. Right, if somebody is in pain and somebody is so upset to come to the king's table, you know, that's not appropriate. V'alderech mashal, ke'ein shekasev. Interesting, look what he quotes. He quotes the pasuk from Megillas Esther. Ein lavo al shar ha-melech b'lavush sak. By Mordechai, ha-Yehudi. Right, he says that he told Mordechai, before you come to the king's the gate, you got to change your clothes. It's inappropriate to come to the melech bilavush socks. That's what he quotes as a mashal for not eating Maaser Sheni ba'aninus. Eating Maaser Sheni is shulchan gavoa, right? And that's Rabbi Meir, and therefore ein lavo. The Yotam Acher, then he quotes a second opinion, a second reason, ki ba'achilas ha-kachim timsa kapara el habaylim. Because when it comes to eating kachim, kapara is achieved, right? We know bailim kohanim ochlim ubailim is kaprim. Kini shamar zechana levracha kohanim all by his kaprim. Because the Gemara and Pesachim not nuntes. V'ein safek ki ba'achlam es kachehem hayu ochlim osam bekavana ubedashalim. Since the eating of karbanos help bring the kapara, so it obviously has to be done with focus and with kavana and with dashalim. V'chol machshavosam v'chol tenu osayhem nechonos neged Hashem. Every thought, every movement, every action that they do is mechuvan, is thought out. And a person can't do that when they're an onein. Ubiyos ha'adam tsa'ur do'eg v'chared biyo maves krovo. And as a person is in pain and anxious on the day of the death of his relative, ein daito v'kavanaso miyusheves klal. V'lakein ein roi lechel kachay shamayim v'kasher hadavar be'enai omro. And I like that pshat, says the chinuch. Again, so the chinuch has 2 days here about why Maaser Sheni is not usher ba'aninus, because it's not appropriate to come to the Shulchan HaMelech, or because kapara is achieved, and therefore that's why. So it's kind of part of avoda, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed to be partaken of. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Zeira, middle of Nun Amin Aleph now. Rabbi Zeira, boy, kumi Rabbi Avo, minayin shuhutan pidyon. How do you know? So Rabbi Zeira is about to quote from Rabbi Avo. How do you know that it requires and pidyon is allowed? And if you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim without it. Minayin shuhutan pidyon. Again, this is according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's Beishamai. Meaning, according to the second day, number two, there's no comparison between Maaser Sheni and Ravai, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Beis Shammai. Setting on the idea of Pidyon in the Torah appears by Maaser Sheni. How do you know it applies by Ravai? Shenemar, Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh Chilulim. We're allowed to switch the He and the Ches. Lo misman in Rabbanon darshi bein hei leches. Right, some letters in Chazal are able to switch, and you could darshin based on switching. It's one of the midos shatar in Rashi's plan. You could switch certain letters between each other, a shin and a tes, a tough, and here a hey and ches. So it's as if it says kodesh chilulim for the word chilul, to deconsecrate. And that's how you know, that's the limud, how you know that Ravai also, even if you have no comparison between Ravai and Maaser Sheni, still you can learn Chilul by Ravai based on the switching of the Hay and the Ches. The Rishonim in the Bavli don't take this so literally, but here is Beferish. Here is Beferish in the Yerushalmi. Tani, so now we have a Brisa. Tani, Rabbi Ivo, Barnagri, Kumi, Rabbi La. Rabbi Ivo, Barnagri said in front of Rabbi La. And the Brisa is going to quote one reason for Beis Hillel and one reason for Beis Shammai in the opposite order. Beis Shammai first, then Beis Hillel. To Rabbi Shmuel, a Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. V'im yigo'ol yig'al ish mima'asro. This is by a pasuk by Maaser Sheni. If somebody redeems from his Maaser, chamishiso yosef alav. He should add on a chomesh. Right, that's the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, talking about if you're poda maaser sheni, you add on a chomesh. Prat, we exclude, because it says either chamishi so, its chomesh, or it says a love on it, we exclude. Prat le nata ravai shein chayav on a love chomesh. So that's an exclusion of chomesh. So that is, if you're adding up the shitas, number three. That's a third source for Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah that there's no chomesh? Rebbe says that's only referring to Kerem Ravai of Shemitah, and Kerem Ravai of Shemitah is compared to the Maaser Sheni of Shemitah, and therefore there's no chomesh there, number one. Number two, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, because Kerem Ravai is not compared to Maaser Sheni, period. Maaser Sheni has the chomesh, Kerem Ravai does not have the chomesh. And now this is number three, the Brisa Rebbe Shmuel. A third, it's a limud, it's a diuk, right? It says, chamishi so Yosef alav, only Maaser Sheni has the chomesh, prat lanet Ravai, shein chayav on alav chomesh. Fine. To Chazar Vitana Kumi, and then there's another brisa that Rabbi Ivo said the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, and this is going to be supporting Beis Hillel. Shte geulos hein, achas lamaiser sheni v'achas lanet ravai. Right, two geulos, two pidyons, maiser sheni and ravai, and there is pidyon there, and that would be following a drush that would support Beis Hillel. So you have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in that brisa. Fine. Taman Taninan. Now we're going to quote a Mishnah from elsewhere that's going to relate to our sugya. So there's a Mishnah Maseches Trumas that we had back in the 11 Prakim of Maseches Trumas. Taman Taninan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lenachri Kerem Ravai. Rabbi Yehuda holds a non-Jew's property has no Kerem Ravai. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, and this is a sugya that came up many times in Maseches Demai and elsewhere, whether a Goy's Bailus is Mafkia, the Kedusha Sakarka from the mitzvahs. And therefore, even if a Jew buys it afterwards, it's going to be putter. So Yehuda says, the guy's property, the Kedusha is lost. Yesh koach kinyan la'akum lafkiya midei maisris. Right? And therefore, there's no mitzvah. So ein l'nachri karam ravai. A nachri's property does not have ravai. V'chachamim omer yeshlo. The chacham say no yeshlo, meaning ein kinyan begoy lafkiya midei maisris, and therefore even if you buy it from a guy, it's going to have the chiyuvim. So machlokes the Tanakh Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Lazar keni masnisa. Rabbi Lazar says our Mishnah, meaning Rabbi Yehuda shita ein lenachri kerem ravai kolikir. Rabbi Yehuda is across the board. There is no kerem ravai at all. What is the at all? What is the kol ikker adding? The kol ikker is adding. The Marafolda explains even in Surya. Even in Surya, where we usually know there are chiyuvei derabanans of Trumas and Maisris, but here Rebbe Lazar says when it comes to a goy's property in Surya, there is no chiyuv for sure, not the Arisa, but even derabanan. Eilu nachri karam ravai kol ikar. The Mefarshim say maybe it's not even nachri, meaning anyone. Ein Kerem Ravai kol ikar. The Ramban in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah says this is the line, is the makar for the Rambam. We mentioned in our Agdama to this parak a couple of days ago, the three-way machlokas Rishonim, whether there is Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. We mentioned some Rishonim say there is total Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, and then the Gaonim say this, some say totally yes, some say totally no, and some say maybe there's Karam Ravai and not Netta Ravai. That's the sheet of the Gaonim. If you're in the Rambam holds, there's no Ravai. There's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, period. Even though there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz, but Arla and Ravai are two different things. Not just because the Ramban, Ala Torah, says that the Hashkafas HaMitzvah of Ravai builds on the Hashkafas HaMitzvah of Arla, that doesn't mean they're connected halachically. Even the Ramban doesn't have to say halachically they're connected, but the Rambam says explicitly, the Rambam says in Ilchos Machalas Asuros, that there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz, but there is no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Gaonim, there is Kerem Ravai, not Netta, but the Ramban here says this line of the Gemara is the source for the Rambam. Fine. Rebbe Bibi, Amar Kumi, Rebbe Zeira, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Bibi says to Rebbe Zeira, Asya de Rebbe Yehuda kebe Shammai, al daiti de Rebbe. So Rebbe Bibi is about to take two different shitas and compare them. Rebbe Bibi is going to take Rebbe Yehuda's shita that we just said here about Surya. Rebbe Yehuda says there's no Ravai in Surya. And Beis Shammai, before, according to Rebbe, that we had on Amud Beis, right? Rebbe's Beis Shammai says there's no Ravai in Shemitah. So we're about to compare Rebbe Yehuda's Surya and Rebbe's Beis Shammai's Shmita. Kama the Beis Shammai Amru, just like Beis Shammai says, Lo lamdu netar avai elami maiser sheni. Right? Rabbi Beis Shammai says, exactly, netar avai is learned out from maiser sheni. Exactly the opposite of what we would have thought when we first read the Mishnah. Lo lamdu netar avai elami maiser sheni. Kama the Tamar, ein maiser sheni b'shvias, just like there's no maiser sheni during Shmita, v'dechvas ein netar avai b'shvias. Says no netar avai during Shmita. So just like Beis Shammai, according to Rebbe, says there's no ravai in Shmita, so because of that full comparison, so Kain Rebbe Yehuda Omer, so Rebbe Yehuda also has the full comparison. Lo lamdu netar avai elami maiser sheni. Right, Rebbe Yehuda also says that Ravai is learned from Maaser Sheni. Again, Rebbe's Beis Shammai is in terms of time, Shemitah year. Rebbe Yehuda is in terms of place, Surya. Kama da'atamar ein Maaser Sheni b'Surya, just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Surya, v'dechvas ein at Ravai b'Surya, there's no other Ravai in Surya. So what did Rav Bibi say? Rav Bibi says that we're comparing Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe's Beis Shammai. They both hold this strong connection and limud from Maaser Sheni to Ravai, and just like Rebbe's Beis Shammai says it by Shmita, so too Rebbe Yehuda says it by Surya. Interesting that there is, the Mefarshim point out, there are Tumas and Maasers in Surya, Midr Rabbanan, right? That's Kibush Yachid. As the Gemara, the Rishonim talk about what exactly is the fault of Kibush Yachid. Maybe we'll get to that at some time. Beth Hashem, maybe not today, but the Mefarshim say there's no Maaser Sheni in Surya. Even if there's Trumas and Maisers, there's no Maiser Sheni in Surya. The Rambam discusses this in the first parak of Maiser Sheni. The Rambam says, Maiser Sheni, Aleph Yudalin, Ho'obu Tan Avaz Makom, Ein Mevinos Omichutz Laretz. Since you need Maiser Sheni, needs Avaz Makom, so you don't bring it from Chutz Laretz. Kibachar Behema, Lefichach Lochivu Lahafresh Maiser Sheni Besurya. Right, that's the Rambam. And then he says, Vyira Li, so Maiser Sheni Shemafrishin Be'eretz Shinar, Be'eretz Mitzrayin, and the Maaser Sheni from there, Podin also Sham, Umvian Damavli Yerushalayim. You can do Pidyon there. V'chein Yerali, Shal Chivu Makomasal Maaser Sheni, Ela Kedei Lekvo Maaser Ani. The only reason there are Maaser Sheni there, because you want to have the parallel Maaser Ani in the other years, Kedei Shiyoni Yisrael Somchana Land. The Ravid doesn't like that. He just says, Hakol Elu Divrei Ruach. If you look at the Mefarshim, exactly what the Ravid is bothered by, the Radvaz, the Kesa Mishnah. But we'll leave that for now. Back to the Gemara. So again, the Gemara, Rebbe says, compares Beis Shammai's Rebbe to Rebbe Yehuda. Again, Kamada at Amr, Maaser Sheni b'Surya, Dechvasi netar avai b'Surya. Amr leis, Reb Zeira says back to him, Chamim at Amar. Look what you're saying. Look what Beis Shammai is saying. Lo Amar, Ela in lochoma shein lo bir. Right? All Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah was that it's limited. Ravai doesn't have chomash and bir. Hashar kol advar meishlo. But it has other halachas that are related to Kedusha and to Maaser Sheni. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ein L'Nachri Netar Ravai B'Surya. And yet Rebbe Yehuda says, there's nothing. There's no Ravai in Surya at all. So it's not a fair comparison. Beis Shammai doesn't fully reject the comparison. He says, in certain ways it's not compared, but other ways it is. But you're saying Rebbe Yehuda? Rebbe Yehuda is totally, there's no Ravai at all in Surya? It must be, no. There's no parallel here. There must be a different reason for Rebbe Yehuda, not just following the opinion of Beis Shammai. By the way, the word lenachri, the Marafolda points out, is lavdafka, right? Even for Yisrael, there's no Ravai in Surya. Fine, period. Shmuel bar Abba boy, ha Beis Shammai omrim. So that which we said, Beis Shammai omrim, Rebbe's Beis Shammai, the first one. Lo lamdu netar avai elam maaser sheni. Kama de tamer maaser sheni b'shvias. Dechvasa in netar avai b'shvias. So there's no Ravai in Shmita, just like there's no maaser sheni. So one second, why don't you take that one step further? There are other years that there's no maaser sheni either. Rebbe, you're explaining Beis Shammai. Oh, there's no Ravai during Shmita because there's no maaser sheni during Shmita. So there shouldn't be Ravai in year 3 and 6 either. Shlishes v'shishes, hol v'ein by maaser sheni, lo yehi b'netar avai. There's no maaser sheni in year 3 or 6 either. So if you're saying whenever there's no maaser sheni, there's no Ravai, so there's no maaser sheni in year 3, 6, or 7. Simar says, no. Amma Reb Yossi, shlishes v'shishes, afa b'she ein by maaser sheni, yesh by maaseres. They do have a maaser, the maaser ani. So they do have a maaser, so don't tell me that there's no parallel. There is maaseres there. Shviyas ein lo maaseres kol ikar. Shvias has no maaseres. So that's why when we say there's no Ravai in Shemitah, it's because there's no maaseres during Shemitah at all. But in terms of the other years, there is Maaser Ani. Right? Maaser Ani is a separate mitzvah, as we know. Interesting machlokes rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. So we know if you don't take off Truma, it's Tevel, and it's Bisa de Shemayim. And if you don't take off Meiser Rishon, which has Trumas Meiser in it, it's Tevel. What happens if you don't take off Meiser Ani? You don't take off Meiser Ani. What's the halacha? It's Tevel. Is it regular Tevel? Right? Regular Tevel that would be Aser. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. And the Minchas Chinuch summarizes this in Mitzvah Tuf Ayin Dalet. Tuf Ayin Dalet. It's Tevel. The Rambam holds. It's not Bemisa. It's not Tevel, like not taking off Truma. So it will be a lav. It will be a lav. You'd be Get Malkus. Get Malkus. That's the Rambam in Machos Asuros, Paragud, Halacha, Chaf. The Ravid seems to agree. Tosfos in Yevamah, Staf Pevav is not so sure. Meaning, Tosfos holds that it's possible that you'd get Misa, even if it's only Tavel for Meiser Ani. Even though Meiser Ani has no Kedusha, and the Ani can use it for whatever he wants. But still, until you did the Afrasha, it's called Tevel. Very important machlokas regarding Meiser Ani. Okay, Chaifa. We're up to Chaifa. I guess we'll stop here. Chaifa, but we'll continue next time. As we continue here in the last perek of Meiser Sheni.